Headline, shootings surge, murders up over 100% as protesters flood New York City. Shootings surged and murders were up over 100% in New York City last week as protesters flooded the streets, along with rioters who shattered windows and destroyed property. New York Post reports there were 13 murders from Monday, June 1st, to Sunday night, June 7th. There were 5 murders during that same time period in 2019. Moreover, there were 40 shootings in New York City from June 1st, June 7th. A year ago, there were 24 shootings. Post reported that the increase in violence came as demonstrators marched through city streets to protest the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Nothing protests a killing like more killing. Little Saturday night special. Why not? Thomas Paine, Paine in the Morning. June 11th, 2020. Made it through the week. Almost. Almost. One more day. Again, I'm having a hard time remembering what the hell day it is. They're all running together. Getting a little bit of a late start here. Had a very chaotic day here. Yeah, so it's always nice when the your murders are up over 100%. Another blow to the protest, right? The murders are up 100%. Maybe it's not the protest you thought it was. I bet you most of these people, if you question them in the street without getting hit over the head with a brick, wouldn't know what the hell they're marching around for. Second headline. What we got? We got music all lined up. I picked this music out myself tonight by looking at headlines and stuff. So let's see how it goes. Defund police protests see 250% spike in LA homicides. It's not really a pressure drop, but I'm going with pressure drop anyway. Maybe there is a little bit of a pressure drop in these street rallies. 250% spike. I don't understand if everybody's marching around and peaceful protesters, why are there spikes in homicides, murders, and shootings in these major cities? I thought you guys were all about peace and defund the police. Defund the police because we're out here killing motherfuckers. We don't want anybody investigating us. Los Angeles Police Department announced Tuesday that homicides in the city increased 250% over the previous week, and the number of people who were shot increased by 56% during the same period. The increased numbers were recorded during the week of May 31st to June 6th. Officials also reported continued violence this week. Throw in the fact that Chicago had 18 murders in 24 hours over the weekend, and one may be tempted to believe that police departments in liberal cities are underfunded. No, no, they don't need police cities. Let these fools run wild and shoot each other, right? So much for a pressure drop. I don't know why I do that. It's just fun to do. Yeah, so you got Chicago. You got Chicago, bang, bang. You got Chicago, New York, L.A. Violence. I thought these guys were peaceful protesters. I thought there was going to be a pressure drop. Kumbaya, everybody. Protests against the police. Right after we kill somebody in an alley. you can't even make it up. I see so much stuff online. I wasn't online too much today. We had some big stories on True Pundit and a big, I haven't even done the plugs. I guess I'll work the plugs in here in a minute. Oh. We had a big podcast today. I told you guys it was going to be big. Not done with it yet. There's more stories to come out of it. On the Wednesday podcast. And, as I predicted, one of the stories went viral. The story we first story we did on it. There'll be more today coming out of that, and Friday, maybe even next week. It's just a monster podcast with John Moynihan and Larry Doyle, the guys who have been investigating the Clinton Foundation and now have moved on to the Gates Foundation and now moved on to coronavirus. It's all tied together. It's just one big scheme. Should listen to that, episode 27. I'm not going to recap it here because you can recap it with a couple clicks on your phone or on your mouse pad. We appreciate the support today and the notes we're getting and the folks who are contributing to our efforts here on patreon.com/truepundit. And subscribestar.com/truepundit. We really do appreciate that. As I said, that makes a big difference, and it helps us keep the lights on and helps us grow this thing as we try to navigate our way in the world of podcast advertising. A lot of these folks pay like every 5 months. I don't know about you guys out there, but can you imagine trying to take care of your bills if you got paid every 4 or 5 months? We're going to have to figure things out as we go along, like we always do. But it's just, it's wild. It's wild what goes on out there. Really, something else. But again, so that's why and we harp on it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, because that's our bread and butter right now to keep this thing growing. So we can have guests like Moynihan and Doyle, their first interview ever. These guys are frightening, the information they have. And they probably won't be doing many interviews because obvious reasons. I can't really... Who are you going to explain this stuff to? I got like 35 years of complicated schemes investigating them. So who are you going to, they're going to sit down with one of these dopes that don't even know what they're doing? Yeah, good luck. So probably have them back on, but I'm going to keep an eye on their case as well. This is really incredible. We saw this, and I said this, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like The Onion or Babylon Bee. But we got music for this, too. Let's see what we got. Yeah, I forgot. I picked this one out. I didn't pick it all out tonight, but I picked some of it out because there's some stuff in the middle I don't recognize, but it's one of my favorites from old school. Let's see. How HBO Max blacklists Gone with the Wind. The movie Gone with the Wind. I think it's a Gone with the Wind. I'm just going from memory. Is the all-time top grossing film. And they yanked it, I think, because it has to do with slaves and stuff like that. Overtones of the Civil War, God forbid. We talk about historical events in our country that help shape our country, good or bad. I talk about things in our house that have happened to me that are bad, bad decisions I've made, trouble I've gotten into. It's not like taboo. It's part of who you are. I don't understand this sissified soy latte fucking country we live in. I don't get it. I don't get it. Simple as that. Let's proceed and put some music to play here and see where we go. Gone with the Wind is Dust in the Wind. The woke Taliban have won. HBO Max announced on Tuesday it is blacklisting Gone with the Wind, 1939 classic. And with it, Haiti McDaniel's performance, for which she won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar of 1940. We're just supposed to forget about all this stuff because it offends some fucking wallflowers in 2020. Some PC wallflowers who think that everybody's out to get them and everybody hates their guts. McDaniel was not only the first black actor or actress to win an Oscar, she was the first black person ever to win an Oscar of any kind. That doesn't matter. Get rid of the film. Next, they'll be burning the book. They'll be burning the book in the street. Other than Merle Oberon, who was both Asian and Polynesian, McDaniel was the first racial minority ever nominated for any category. Yeah, but we live in a quote racial quote or quote racist quote country, right? Yeah, right. The woke Taliban are literally toppling statues, literally rewriting history, literally creating their own caliphate, literally renaming streets, literally forcing people to their knees. So, of course, the destruction and desecration of art is part and parcel. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And in the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. George Orwell, 1984. Country's fucking dust in the wind. Don't worry, the network has potentially promised the return of Gone with the Wind, even though it's blacklisted. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be back just in a matter of days. This is what they said. Let me tone this down a little bit. Gone with the Wind is a product of its time and depicts some of the ethnic and racial prejudices that have unfortunately been commonplace in American society. The racist depictions were wrong then and are wrong today, and we felt that to keep this title up without an explanation and the denouncement of those depictions would be irresponsible, an HBO Max spokesperson dope fucking robot said. These depictions are certainly counter to Warner Media's values. Oh, yeah, Warner Media. Okay. If we did a deep dive on these criminals. So when we return the film to HBO Max, it will return with a discussion of its historical context and the denouncement of those depictions, but will be presented as it was originally created, because to do otherwise would be the same as claiming these prejudices never existed. If we are to create a more just, equitable, and inclusive future, we must first acknowledge and understand our history. Thanks for the lecture, you fucking Poindexters. You know what they should do? Remember Mystery Science Theater 3000, where they had they would screen movies and then make fun of them? And you could see the silhouettes of like a guy, a gumball machine, and a robot. And they would crack wise at some like really cheesy B-movies. They should do this when they bring Gone with the Wind back. They should do that. But in the front row, they should have Farrakhan, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton's head can look like the gumball machine or the robot, his skinny little pea head. and they can interject their racial stereotypes while the movie plays. That would be fun. I'd watch that. I watch these three bird brains try to be witty. Racial Science Theater 3000. I like that idea. What a bunch of dopes. This is what our country's coming to, folks. It's unbelievable. Make some adjustments here on the fly. Where are we at? We just started this thing. We might rip through this tonight. I'm not sure. How many stories we have. Some were added. I'm in a queue, and sometimes they stuff things to the bottom of it while I'm doing it. It is 2:19 a.m. on the... It's 2:19 a.m. on the East Coast. Be careful out there. Traffic's at a snarl. It's 2:19. It's going to be a hot one today out there, but take your sunscreen out there. Stay out of the sun. 2:19 a.m. on the East Coast. And we're all getting a late start here today. Took a break and took care of some business, family business, and now we are folks that are on patreon.com/truepundit and know what we're talking about. And I don't really want to go into it right now because it's taken all day to get my wits back, so to speak. Headline, man accused of killing black police captain once got a 7-year jail sentence and never served a day. And we got to go with some iced tea.
Know what time it is out here on the streets and don't know what time it is, man. You's a fool. Yo, homeboy, you a fool. You don't know what time it is out here messing up your mind. You know what I'm saying?
This guy's a fool.
Talking to you, boy. I'm going to tell you what time it is. Yo, it's time for me to pump off the volume. No problem. The record's revolving.
The man who the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department arrested this week for allegedly murdering retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn was previously convicted and sentenced to 7 years in prison in 2014, but never spent one lousy day inside a jail cell. We're selling dope till we succeeded. Dope beats and lyrics, no beepers needed. For this drug deal, I'm the big wheel. The dope don't smoke your feel. This is insane as usual. I'm selling dope in each and every record store. I'm the kingpin. Stephen Cannon, 24, was sentenced to 7 years for felony robbery, but the judge gave him a break. Thank God. The judge is the pusher in this situation. That's why I picked the iced teas. I'm your pusher. The judge is the pusher. Whoops. We might have to take that part out. I forgot about this guy's lyrics. I'll probably get in trouble for that, so. I had to stop that song, man. I forgot. These are back in the old days. The 90s hip-hop. Dangerous stuff. They don't bleep that stuff out anymore. Well, we'll have to go make a adjustment to that in post-production. Or my ass will be on the front page of some newspaper. Even though, you know, it's very, you can't even play a song anymore that has the wrong words in it. Remember Tipper Gore? She was like saying, "We need to stop this rap music and this heavy metal because of the lyrics." Don't forget, this was a Democrat having and holding and prompting congressional hearings to alter and censor music lyrics in the United States. So next time they tell you, "Hey, Democrats are for free speech," really? Not when it comes to music. Thank God that got shut down. But I have to go back and tweak that part right there. Let me make a note on a note card. Because I will forget. And now I'll be in big trouble. 21 minutes, approximately. One man show here, guys. This isn't some kind of a big Broadway production. It's part of the beauty of it. Okay, so where were we talking about this criminal and killer? Cannon, the shooter, got probation under what's called a suspended execution of sentence. He should be executed. Court records show Cannon then violated probation twice and got two more breaks. He never went to prison. I wonder what category of privilege that would be filed under. Dorn was killed last week while he was guarding a pawn shop from looters amid the violent riots that broke out across the nation in response to the death of George Floyd. So this dude... Wow. Oh, that's nice. The guy was also charged with one count of robbery, first degree, and an additional count of armed criminal action. I guess he got off with that too. It's hard to read some of these stories. They're written by bird brains. I think that some of these guys are using robots. I'm not kidding. It's like you put a bunch of facts into this AI program, and it writes the news stories for you. And it seems like people are using this to save money and not pay reporters. The problem is, it looks like your kid's placemat at the diner with the crayon all over the place. That's how it reads, too. So it's like some of these things are dicey. Let's see. Headline, 35 million in the U.S. still await coronavirus stimulus checks. Wait, I thought we were all getting our $1,200, man. Just lock down for 2 weeks or you're going to die. And in exchange, we'll ruin your business, but we'll send you $1,200. That, by the way, is taxable. So you're really getting $800. You know what? Keep your fucking money. Leave me alone. It's like you say, "Oh, well, let me get online and give you my banking details, IRS, so you can give me the $1,200, and you get your $1,200, and you're like, "Ooh, this is great. This is great. I've lost thousands of dollars, and I'm being taxed at a rate of $20,000 with the with these trillion-dollar stimulus packages they're doing, $6, $7, $8 trillion, popping everybody at like $20,000 a head in debt. But you gave me $1,200 back." And then like 2 weeks later, you get a note that you're being audited. "Oh, whoa, we didn't know you had that much money in your account. We looked in your account." These guys. Give me a break. But the Clintons can get away with literally stealing billions from the U.S. Treasury and laundering money on top of that. So, but you screw up for a couple hundred dollars, you could lose a finger. It's a good movie. Oh, yeah, I picked this song out for this.
You never give me your money. You only give me your funny paper.
An estimated 30 million to 35 million people in the United States are still waiting on federal coronavirus relief payments. The payments of $1,200 per person, or $2,400 per couple, plus money for each minor child, have been going out to those who qualify since April. The Trump administration has delivered 159 million economic impact payments worth more than $267 billion to Americans in record time. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said in a statement last week, "Wow, you gave us $267 billion back after taking, what, $7 trillion, $8 trillion? What a fucking deal. Why don't you just kick my door in and take my flat screen, too? Replace it with, like, a Commodore 64 computer and a black and white TV with rabbit ears. Fucking morons." A report by the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee breaks down some of the reasons that millions of Americans still haven't received checks. Who in the world is texting me at 2:29? It could be anybody. It's probably West Coast. The panel found 13 million to 18 million people don't earn enough each year to qualify for the relief payments. You don't get any money. See, this is what I'm talking about. All these folks saying, "We need the money for the poor communities. They're not being represented out there. It's unfair. It's not equitable. We care about the poor." Not enough to give them fucking $1,200. Of those who do qualify, many do not file tax returns for a variety of reasons, leaving the IRS with no way to find them to deliver their stimulus payments. Yeah, it's better. Those people don't want to be found. Guys have no problem cutting checks to illegal aliens, though. In foreign countries, you found their ass. And no problem finding them. The IRS also has estimated 10 million pieces of mail to open and process, including 4.7 million tax returns. The report says some of those returns may be from first-time filers who want to qualify for economic impact payments. Yeah, here, we'll give you $800. Send you a bill for $8,000. You're welcome, bend over. Also, the IRS estimated it could take up to 20 weeks to send out all the payments with money for those with the lowest incomes going out first. Apparently not. If there's 13 to 18 million people who don't even earn enough money, that's no small potatoes, 18 million. So people with higher incomes may just be at the end of the line. Yeah, sure. I know a lot of my friends who make good bank who got their checks first. So whoever wrote this business is, where is this from? Oh, the Miami Herald. Yeah. Local papers try to write national news. It's always a little dicey. I found in my career. Headline. Fed officials project 5% growth in 2021. No rate hikes through 2022. That's nice. Federal Reserve officials projected Wednesday that the economy would grow 5% next year as it recovered from a projected 6.5% decline this year. That's not a decline, that's a tailspin. That would be the fastest annual growth in gross domestic product since 1984. Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. That doesn't make any sense. Just because the economy bounces back at a fast rate, that it has declined at a historic rate, that's not, it's just, it's junk math. Just like junk science that we've been, has the country locked down. This is junk math. You know, the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, playing grab ass. The 5% projection is the median of the forecast of members, which range from a decline of 1% to growth of 7%. The so-called central tendency of the projections was for growth of 4.5% to 6%. Yeah, but guys, what about unemployment rate? What about the GDP in the United States that declined 42% in the second quarter? The fuck are you people talking about, trying to blow sunshine up our ass? Just tell it like it is, pal. The unemployment rate is expected to fall from the current record highs, but remain stubbornly elevated through the end of the year, with the median projected of 9.3% at the end of 2020. Let me tell you something. I would wager anybody for charity or whatever. Projection of 9.3% of unemployment at the end of 2020 is a pipe dream. Nobody's left the fucking house yet, and it's almost July. You think you could just shut the country down for 3 months and it takes 3 months to bounce back? It doesn't work that way. You don't burn down an entire economy and then it bounces back like an inflatable fucking bouncy house because you pumped air into it. It doesn't work that way. You're pumping money in the same way. Following year, it is projected to fall. Who gives a two fucks about the following year and 2023? Let's just see if we can make it through fucking 2020 first. These dopes. Where's this from? I think this is actually from the Fed. Yeah, who cares what you project? How much money behind your projections, how much more money do you have to pump into the stock market? What do they put into it so far since it started? $3 trillion, $4 trillion they've pumped into the market? Where's that money coming from? They just pumped it out of thin air, I guess. What a scheme. Imagine if you just didn't have any money, you can just call up and say, hey, go down to the basement and print me more money. We're running out. This is getting crazy. We're spending so fast. Go print me more money. Oh, yeah. I'll get right on that. Uh-oh, big trouble. Harvard nanoscience professor indicted for concealing work for communist China. Woo! Lieber got another slap on the wrist by the FBI. We got music here? Yep. Kids out there have to Google a little Doobie Brothers, China Grove.
Yeah, hey, DJ, play some China Groove, will ya?
It's Grove, you dope. Here's the China Grove, this criminal. Turncoat, communist sympathizer. Who was picked up by the FBI at Harvard University. Now he's getting slaps on the wrist because he's probably cooperating, singing like a little bitch. So they won't charge him with espionage and other treasonous-related USC criminal code violations. Instead, the FBI slaps him on the wrist and charges him with lying to the FBI. Woo-hoo. This guy was running a fucking spy ring at Harvard. I don't know. I think it's like episode 23 of the Thomas Paine podcast. You might want to listen to that. We dissect it and we will get do more on it. This guy's bad news. And it looks like the feds are covering it up, as we predicted. More proof. See, this is why you stick with me, because I give you stuff what's really going on. Most people be like, oh man, the FBI is all over this guy, man. This guy's in big trouble. Bullshit. The U.S. Department of Justice has indicted Harvard professor and former Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology chairman, Dr. Charles Lieber, for making false statements to federal investigators. The investigators are looking at Lieber's work with China's Thousand Talents program. What's next? You're going to charge him with jaywalking? This is the part that kills me. This is all from like the DOJ's press release. They have to press this in all their fucking releases about Lieber. It's very disturbing. Let me read it to you. They have to make a point of this. It's like it sticks out like a sore thumb to me when I see it. This is from the DOJ. It is alleged that unbeknownst to Harvard University, that's called a protection racket. How do you know it's unbeknownst? What are we, 2 years old? We're at the kiddie table? Who you think you're bullshit? You don't think Harvard knew about this? You know how many billions of dollars Harvard gets from China? Go listen to the previous podcast. I'm not going to lay it all out here, but it's scary. As I predicted, they'll cover it up because it's just too, there's too many beautiful elite people implicated in this scandal. And it's another charity scandal. And look no further than episode 27 that came out yesterday with Doyle and Moynihan, who target Harvard as well. And then this comes out. And don't think Harvard might be able to dance around and have its puppet masters that came out of Harvard pull strings in the DOJ, but good luck in civil court. That's where you're going to pay. My prediction. It's alleged that unbeknownst to Harvard University, beginning in 2011, Lieber became a strategic scientist at Wuhan University of Technology. He later became a contractual participant in China's Thousand Talents Plan from at least 2012 to 2015. Under the terms of Lieber's 3-year Thousand Talents contract, you know, I shouldn't even read this stuff because it's from the Department of Justice, and I think it's just a bunch of bullshit. So I think we'll just skip over it. Where are we at? 38 minutes. It's just like, why fill your head with this crap? We'll just skip what the DOJ says because I think they're underreporting from what we've heard. They're underreporting the amount of money he made from China. They're saying that nobody in Harvard knew about this. Get the fuck out of here. You dopes think you're dealing with. Dr. Lieber is at least the second cutting-edge university researcher in the United States indicted over ties to the Thousand Talents program. In the past month, in May, University of Arkansas professor Simon Saw Tiong Eng, better get some lotion for that rash, was indicted for wire fraud and not for disclosing alleged ties to the Thousand Talents. Eng is a decorated professor of engineering holding 4 patents. What's he decorated with? He'll be decorating a federal jail cell soon. February 2020, National Association of Scholars story on Dr. Lieber and the Thousand Talents Program reports that the Thousand Talents Program started out with a goal of recruiting 2,000 top scientists worldwide in 2008, but it has successfully recruited over 7,000. That's what happens when you wave your bankroll around. Get people to sell your country out. You tell me this guy's not somehow related to what happened in Wuhan? Yeah, okay. There's a bridge in Brooklyn, too, that is for sale. Email me about it. I'll send you wire instructions. According to a 2019 Senate report, China spends as much as a staggering 15% of its GDP on its 1,000 Talents program. Let me translate that for you. According to a 2019 Senate report, China spends as much as a staggering 15% of its GDP on making bribes to American officials and American academics. Academics in air quotes. Oh boy. Let's see. Get rid of that song. What we got left? We're moving along here. United Air. Oh, look at this. Look at this disaster. United Airlines. United Airlines to require the passengers to pass a health checklist. Is that after they get off your shitty flights? We just bailed these hobos out to the tune of $50 billion. And now they're playing grab ass. And what's the legality of this data? I don't even have to read it to understand that it's probably not constitutional. It's probably violates several federal laws, HIPAA being one, and other things. And also, how do we know that the data you are collecting on passengers, which is health related, is secure? Because there's a whole shit ton of stipulations you have to follow by federal law to secure health related data, right? You fuckers can't even deliver a bag on time. Now you're gonna secure data? Yeah, okay. United Airlines Holding Inc. is requiring its passengers to complete a self-assessment health screening before flying. One of the furthest reaching efforts among carriers to keep the COVID-19 outbreak in check. Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna keep it in check. No one's gonna fly on your shitty planes. Customers will have to confirm they haven't experienced coronavirus symptoms 2 weeks before flying and complete a checklist based on recommendations from the Cleveland Clinic, United said Wednesday. How much money has the Gates Foundation given to the Cleveland Clinic, and where does the data go? Back to the Cleveland Clinic and then back to Gates? You can match everything up with the chips he puts in your body with their shitty concocted vaccines. See that story we had on Gates today? Fuck's sake. Tip of the iceberg. Trump, are you out there? You listening? Clip this guy's wings. He's a fucking menace, Bill Gates. United's passengers will only receive boarding passes after acknowledging that they had reviewed the checklist. Travelers must affirm that they hadn't been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the last 21 days or experienced symptoms such as a cough or a muscle pain in the previous 2 weeks. Passengers must wear face coverings on board. I think it's important to wear a face covering on board when you're inside of a germ tube at 35,000 feet and everybody's sucking the same shitty air. And what shouldn't passengers be forced to sit 6 feet from the next passenger instead of 6 inches? Oh, no, because you can't make money that way. Ah, shit, I forgot. Right, social distancing is only convenient if big corporations can still make their money. If they can't, then social distancing guidelines are waived. How the fuck am I supposed to eat my goddamn complimentary pack of Eagle snacks? With my mask on. Bunch of sheep on these things. Oh, I put my mask on? Okay, thank you. Yeah. Sir, if you're going in the restroom, there's no smoking, and there's no going in the restroom without a mask. You might need a mask in the restroom with some of the dudes that are sitting in coach. Yes, the bathroom might be the place to wear the mask on the plane from now on, no matter what the guidelines are. Oh, boy. Bipartisan majorities. This is the last story. Let's see. No, there's another one. Let's see. bipartisan majorities moved to override PA Governor Tom Wolf and end the lockdowns. Teen Wolf. I picked out a song for Teen Wolf. Let's play it.
Oh! Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Whee! The problem is, it's the Sam, the Sham, and the Pharaohs. Kids, you're missing out on some good music. This goes back. The problem here is that Governor Wolf thinks that we all are Little Red Riding Hoods milling around. What big bank accounts you have. See if we can drain them. After weeks of scrutiny over his controversial lockdown orders and restrictions, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Teen Wolf is losing Democrats as bipartisan majorities in both chambers of the state's legislature passed their resolution ending his emergency declaration spurred by the coronavirus. Who wrote this? That's the longest fucking sentence I ever read. The resolution, lawmakers say, effectively ends the emergency declaration, which Wolf originally signed on March 6th. The order was set to expire June 4th, but the governor renewed it the day prior, stating that such action helps state
agencies with resources and supports as we continue mitigation and recovery.
This fucking criminals in Pennsylvania, like in New York, and ow, should be locked up. Unbelievable. It's like 1,000 people in Pennsylvania died outside of nursing homes and long-term care facilities, right? And these dopes have 12.8 million people locked down. This dope. This criminal wolf. This just for men looking fucking sissy. Unprecedented. Stupidity. That yes vote is a reflection of your constituents who have said enough is enough. That yes vote brings an end to your long collective nightmare, State Rep. Russ Diamond said. Diamond sponsored the bill. Penn Live reported all Pennsylvania businesses may or may not reopen without any COVID-19 related restrictions. I don't know what that means. It's not very good. May or may not open. Governor Tom Wolf's red, yellow, green reopening plan may or may not now be part of the state's history. People may or may not gather in large settings. That leaves me pretty bewildered. That leaves you confused. Welcome to the current state of affairs in Pennsylvania. We now live in uncharted waters. The GOP-controlled General Assembly on Tuesday passed a concurrent resolution that directs Teen Wolf to issue a proclamation or executive order to end the COVID-19 disaster emergency that the governor issued on March 6th and renewed on June 3rd. Do we have a quote from Wolf? Let's see. Governor, what do you think about this?
Oh!
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Don't worry about it, though. Everything's good. Have you been stashing your money away in a pension fund? Saving it for a rainy day? You might not even make it to the rainy day, folks. Alarming study finds. Is there music for this? Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is good. This is one I picked out. Oh, Merle Haggard.
It's a big job, it's getting by with 9 kids and a wife. If it I've been a working man, all my life, keep on working.
You're going to have to keep on working. At the moment, a number of U.S. public pension plans are in trouble. Alarming study finds U.S. public pensions to run out of money by 2028. What's next? Social Security? All the money they stole from you in that Ponzi scheme? That'll be gone. At a moment, a number of U.S. public pension plans have barely recovered, if at all, from the 2008 financial crisis, now to be hit with continuing economic fallout from the corona crisis and the domino effect of historic unemployment. An alarming report details that seven major public pension plans are due to deplete their assets by 2028. This is what we call, Merle would call, you'll be singing some working man blues when your pension vanishes. A new detailed study attempting to forecast the near-term struggles of public pensions found public plans with extremely low funded ratios in 2020 may face the risk of running out of assets in the foreseeable future if markets are slow to recover, according to researcher Jean-Pierre Aubry. Yeah, hey, hey, Merle, the working man like us, we get screwed. Again. Over 320,000 members of the New Jersey Teachers and Chicago Municipal Public Pension Plans say a slow recovery for the U.S. stock market could result in Chicago Municipal's funded position falling from 21% this year to just 3.6% by 2025. That means it would leave assets basically just to cover 3 months of the fund's retirement payments. New Jersey Teachers, the funded position projected to decline from 39.2% to 23.2% over the next 5 years. What do all these numbers mean? When you break it down, we broke it down. It says the New Jersey Teachers would have assets to cover 19 months of retirement payments. 19 months. It's a year and a half. Police and fire departments in Kentucky and Providence, along with Dallas Police and Fire, Charleston Police and Fire, Chicago Police, could all end up with less than 3 years of retirement benefits payments saved as assets. Remember, they're supposed to pay you for the rest of your life after you retire? No. You get 36 months, you get 18 months, you get 12 months, and then you're on your own. Chicago has particularly high pension risk. The city has built up very large unfunded liabilities through years of very weak pension contributions. But don't worry. Don't worry. Mayor Beetlejuice is out there arresting people for social distancing violations and not wearing a mask. You know who should have been wearing a mask in these cities all along? The elected officials, because they're fucking bank robbers and crooks. That's who should have been wearing a goddamn mask. The good news about tonight's program is the music, if I do say so myself. Seems to be making a difference. People seem to like it, so we added that. At a significant cost, by the way. It's okay. You got to spend money to make money. That's what they say. So we'll find out how this experiment proceeds as we move along on a regular basis. And we appreciate the support. Both on the podcast and on patreon.com/truepundit, where we do the video podcast, and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where we do the video podcast and another long internet show and analysis. We'll be back here for Pain in the Morning on Friday. We had a big day today. with the two podcasts that have done very well. And very happy with that. And check out that episode 27 with the investigators who dissected the Clinton Foundation, their first interview, outside of a congressional hearing that they were called to D.C. and literally tore the shit out of those bozos in D.C. on public national TV. It was great. But the only person they've talked to since then is me. And the stuff they say is absolutely stunning. So check that out. We appreciate your support, and I appreciate the notes from the folks on Patreon and Subscribestar. I appreciate the notes with we have a very difficult week. And we'll see you Friday, Pain in the Morning. God bless you. Thanks again.
Drop of water in an endless sea.